Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Tyler, it happened again. My man right here, I ain't going to put his name out there, his business out there. I don't know if he's supposed to be here. My man came up, it happened again. Somebody else came to me, said they surprised I was black. Stop laughing that hard, Osita.
My favorite. My favorite is when listeners find y'all and they think you were a white guy and Clint was the black guy.
Yeah, my man said, wow, I'd have never guessed it. Yeah, I'm talking about you. I ain't going to put you out there. I don't know where you're supposed to be.
Is that my boy,
gonna put
Ron?
You out there. Hey, my man going to say, I didn't know you was black. I said, damn, what the hell? I mean, what the hell? I mean, how do I sound? I know I don't sound like a
Pacific Islander.
I know. I don't sound like Chappelle would when he would make fun of white folks. I know I don't sound like white folks. I mean, hey man, you know, hell, we got one listener out here who tells me I butcher the English language in every word I say. I see you, white Greg. I mean, come on. Hey, you know how people play jokes, Tyler. My man was legit. He looked me my damn. God damn.
You're not Anglo-Saxon.
He said, I know your ass eat stuffing for Thanksgiving. I know you ain't eating dressing. I know your ass. He said, he looked at me, he said, you don't put raisins in your potato salad. And he looked at me. He said, I know for sure. He looked at me. He said, you use wave grease. Really? That's the look he had in his eyes. Couldn't believe it. I don't know why, man. Oh, man. I mean, my wife's a Delta and everything. My grandpa marched with Dr. King. No lie. And everything. All right, I'm sorry. That got away from me. Dirty's Daily. Presented by nobody, there's an opportunity for somebody to jump in there. All right. Stories, Luke, are starting to come out on C.J. Stroud. Yeah, there was a story in The Athletic saying, is Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud starting to play his way out of a contract extension? Is he starting to play? We've been saying this, and I do think me and Clint maybe need to slow this down because repeated it several times. Clint has been like, hey, you know, this is a $65 million quarterback, you know, 65. Maybe we need to chill that out at this point. But 713-572-4610, do you get the sense of that C.J. Stroud is potentially playing his way out of a contract extension? And I think there's a lot that goes into that, Luke. I'm interested in hearing your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I would say he is. I wouldn't give the extension. I'd let him play things out right now. You got him for two more years with that option, which the option becomes a little pricey even at this point. But, yeah, let him play things out and see what happens because two things. I don't think he's played well enough yet or shown enough to deserve you giving that extension just yet. But then my other concern, too, and we've kind of touched about touched on this throughout our conversations today, is that if you do devote that sort of money and make him just one of 12 guys to reach that plateau for a quarterback in terms of the amount of money they make, then that makes things even harder to build a good roster around. And maybe it's not all C.J. Stroud's fault for these struggles on offense the last year plus, but he also hasn't shown that he has the ability to get it done without enough help around him. And when you pay your quarterback a lot of money, that's the only reason I'm going to invest in my quarterback. And I know that's a very select few, but you know, Patrick Mahomes is one of those guys. I think even Josh Allen, where they don't have the best weapons, but they're good enough to still elevate the offense and the team. Stroud has not shown that, so I don't want to back myself in a corner of investing so much in a quarterback that I can't build a team around him, because Stroud hasn't shown that he can win with less just yet. And again, not a lot of guys can, but I'm trying to win a Super Bowl, and if you can't do that for me, I'll go back out there and try to find somebody else that can, as opposed to settle. So all that's tied into it, but I absolutely, right now, I'm not giving him an extension. Let him play this out and try to prove me wrong.
Yeah, text line coming in, 100% playing out of a contract. Is it up to him to stop looking like he is miserable and start leading the team to wins and at least show some heart? Listen, I don't want to back you into a corner, Luke, with this. I know you. I know that's your feelings, but I think within this, you also have to take into account what the Texans' feelings may be.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think the Texans look at this, and for the Texans, who I believe love C.J. Stroud, and when I say the Texans, I mean the all of the important folks that matter, like the guy, like the people who gonna write the check. They love C.J. We know how hard it is to find quarterbacks that have shown what C.J. Stroud has been able to show. Now, I will agree, it has been a while since we have seen C.J. Stroud perform in a way in which we would say, damn, that is a guy who is an elite quarterback. I will admit to that. But what he did his first year, like it would take a ton for him not to get paid. Hell, they paid Trevor Lawrence. Trevor has never done, you know, what this has. And I'm not saying that you do everything they do, but I think you got to look at it from the Texans' perspective. And I don't think he's done that yet. Now, if this continues and they look at this, maybe, but I still believe they think they have their guy. I think they're in a situation where I think the belief is we don't have the right people around our guy, and maybe we need to change that part of it before they don't pay C.J. Stroud. I don't know that he's done that yet, Luke.
Completely fair, but like I said, my concern with MB, once you pay Stroud, it makes it tougher to put pieces, right? And so, and we're seeing right now that when you don't have those pieces, Stroud alone is not enough. So,
at least with not just the guys they have around him, because they could say to themselves, hey, man, we had Nico Collins. We've got a Pro Bowl running back that nobody will tell us about in Joe Mixon. Again, I will not let that go. I will not let that go. He is eligible to come off and play after week four. That's after Sunday. Still haven't seen him or heard anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they said they've got some things around him. Is it the offense? Is it, you know, the bigger decision makers around him? I feel like they would go there before they not roll with CJ, because then you'd have to be prepared to really start over in the next year or two.
Yeah, which is what a lot of teams are afraid of doing. And that's why you give Trevor Lawrence the extension, and why you give Tua, you know, why the Dolphins continue to linger on with Tua. And even you go back to the Jaguars again with Blake Bortles way back when they gave him the big contract. I think teams are too afraid to go back out into the quarterback market. And my whole thing is you're trying to win a Super Bowl. And so this is part of a bigger conversation. And I'm not even saying Stroud can't, you know, that Stroud's not a Super Bowl winning quarterback, because I like CJ. But the point being is, if you feel like you don't have the guy just yet, then you have to go find the guy. And I think teams too often settle at the quarterback position just because it's easier, it's more comfortable, or you think you could get him or elevate the roster to a point where you can win, and instead just keep beating your head against the wall. Going back to those examples, like, do you think Tua was a Super Bowl winning quarterback? No? Then rip the Band-Aid off and try to go find somebody who is.
God, he's another one they paid.
Yeah, these teams, I think, just settle too often. I'm not saying we're there yet with C.J. Stroud, but we could get to that point where, like you said, I do think the Texans really like him. I do think the Texans would rather play it safe
and keep him around instead of trying to throw a dart back at the board again to find that next quarterback instead. But I like C.J. Stroud. I'm not saying get rid of him. I just wouldn't make that commitment yet. And I know it's not ideal, but you have him for next year. You have him for then the fifth-year extension. And then theoretically, you could also franchise him for back-to-back years, which I believe the Ravens originally did with Lamar before giving him that contract.
Well, Dallas was close with it.
Okay, yeah.
With Dak, yeah.
Right, so it's not ideal, but it's still an option, too, where theoretically you could have him for the next 4 years without giving a huge long-term commitment. And I think that might be a better option right now. So I'm not saying get rid of him, but no, I would not devote some sort of huge contract, give him $50 million a year, make him one of the highest paid quarterbacks just yet, because he hasn't shown that.
Yeah, Tyler, I want to bring you in on this with this thought, because I think what, and this is what I was getting at, and I think at the very least this is the conversation the Texans are having. Are they failing C.J. Stroud, or is he a bigger part of the issue than maybe we think? Like, that's got to be the conversation, because I think that determines if they deal with them long term. So I mean, do you like, what do you think it is? Because
That's what's scary.
Well, last year I think most people thought is they're failing him. And I wonder,
yeah,
is
fresh
that
off the rookie of the year stuff, yeah.
Is that the same feeling for you this year, that they're failing him, or do you think it's not just that they're failing him, and he plays a pretty significant role in it?
Yeah, like I said, that's what's at least making me very, very scared about what we're talking about right now. Because you saw the rookie of the year thing with C.J. Stroud. He balled out, did stuff we do not often, if ever, see a rookie quarterback do. But then you hit year two, and like you laid out, it was pretty rough. He had no protection getting hit, and you're thinking, man, the Texans brass is failing this kid. But I'll tell you right now, Ron, like with each every pass.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Passing game, every loss, every bad showing on the field for this offense and C.J. Stroud with every, hopefully
Yankee
not
hat.
Years. Yeah, but with all that stacking up with everyone, you got to start thinking about that because it's very, very possible.
Yeah, the other scary part is what we are seeing is now it's not only have you seen the thought of guys that fail. Now you're seeing the thought of, hey, look at what the hell Baker Mayfield's doing right now. Boy, would Cleveland have loved to have not just blown that off. Look at what Daniel Jones is doing. And now you look in New York, what's happening to their situation. Mm-hmm. We're seeing these other quarterbacks now, Sam Darnold, who are coming up with a second life. And you clearly see, well, damn, the guy can play. He just couldn't play with you, and that would be the worst thing.
Yeah.
If you let CJ go and he, you know, finds himself in, I don't know, with some team that doesn't have a quarterback at this point. He finds himself in Chicago or whatever and then starts to play well. He goes to Cleveland. That's probably not going to happen, but he goes somewhere, the Jets.
Yeah.
And they start to play well. Like that is the other scary part that you look at with what's happening with quarterbacks now.
Yeah, I think fit is the most important thing, and so that's what has happened with those guys, where they've gone elsewhere and they just found a better fit. And in some cases, they're just a little bit older and maybe more mature. It takes time to develop these quarterbacks, so maybe we're not being fair yet to CJ. You talk about Baker and Darnold, all these guys. You know, they've been in the league for quite a few years until they finally popped. So, yeah, that would be a concern, but I don't think you can operate from that sense either. That kind of goes back to this whole idea of why I think teams often do settle at the quarterback position, because they operate from a standpoint of fear. And I don't think that's how you can run a football team. So, again, I'm not saying get rid of Stroud. You could still push this off another 3.5 seasons before you have to make that decision. But from what we've seen so far, it's not worthy of giving him the contract just yet and putting yourself in that corner. He's got to show more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBshop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBshop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.